Still searching for the pieces. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S. military has ships in the water looking for what's left of that suspected Chinese spy balloon after it was shot down near the South Carolina coast yesterday. Myrtle Beach police spokesman Tom Vest.
This is obviously a federal investigation. We don't want to tamper with any evidence. We want to call law enforcement right away so that we can secure that and turn that over to the proper authority.
The U.S. military was ordered to shoot the balloon down on Wednesday, but the move was delayed until it had steered clear of all civilians. Many Republican lawmakers are critical of that decision. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton among them.
The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States. And I think there's a lot of open questions that the administration needs to answer to Congress on behalf of the American people about why they didn't.
Cotton on Fox News Sunday. Lawmakers have yet to handle the nation's debt before the country reaches default in early June. Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, they have to come to the table. They have to continue to negotiate with Speaker McCarthy for the American people, because this reckless spending is what's costing every American to pay more to put food on their table, clothes on their backs, and gasoline in their cars.
The Treasury plans to borrow $932 billion between January and March. Three people were killed and one injured early this morning near Los Angeles after a police pursuit in the city of Southgate. Authorities say officers were investigating a theft when they began following a vehicle before it turned into a chase. But they say that pursuit was canceled because of dangerous speeds. The vehicle got into a crash with another car a short time later. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News Podcasts Network. The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Going far beyond the headlines. Tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
The U.S. military is expanding its footprint in the Philippines amid new tensions with China.
A joint agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines will expand America's military presence in Southeast Asia. The U.S. will have access to four more bases as part of a mission to deter China's aggressiveness towards Taiwan and the South China Sea. The Philippines will benefit from U.S. military investments as the nation continues a decades-long fight against a Muslim insurgency. A contingent of American troops are providing training, intelligence, and combat advice. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A manhunt continues for a gunman who critically wounded an off-duty NYPD officer who was trying to buy a car. The officer apparently encountered a man during an attempted robbery and exchanged gunfire. A close call at an airport in Austin, Texas.
The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane trying to land had to reverse course after a second plane was cleared to depart from the same runway. The Boeing 767 cargo was several miles away when it was clear to land. Just before that, a Southwest Airlines flight was given the go-ahead to take off. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating the incident. Just last month, a similar close call was averted at New York's JFK Airport. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Grammys return tonight.
Trevor Noah hosts the 65th Annual Grammy Awards, which air at 8 Eastern on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus. Beyonce leads the ceremony with 9 nominations, and Kendrick Lamar has 8. Adele and Brandi Carlile follow with 7 nominations each. The list of performers include Bad Bunny, Lizzo, Carlile, and Luke Combs, while tributes to Loretta Lynn, Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie, and Migos' Takeoff are expected. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.